As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be made manifest in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." As he said this, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the man's eyes with the clay, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar said, "Is not this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He said, "I am the man." They said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes, and he said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been formerly blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. The Pharisees again asked him how he had received the sight, and he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" There was a division among them. So they again said to the blind man, "What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked him, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but how he now sees, we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age and he will speak for himself." His parents said this because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess him to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you too want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is a marvel. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who speaks to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this, and they said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This gospel for the fourth Sunday of Lent is quite long. In fact, it's the entire chapter 9 in the Gospel of St. John. And in this entire chapter, Jesus works only one miracle. He heals the sight of a blind man. Man who was once blind can now see. And by this miracle, in fact, by all of his miracles, Jesus awakens faith. People come to believe in him, to believe that he is the Son of God, that he has the power of God within him. He's all-powerful. Now, the Pharisees were involved in religion, but they were corrupt. Not all of them were corrupt, probably, but those who were most powerful, influential, and vocal were corrupt. For them, religion was all about themselves. They would refer to God only as a way to get people to honor them. And they probably didn't start this way. You know, when these Pharisees were young children, they probably had a simple faith in the Lord. And as they got older, they wanted to serve God and his people. But little by little, they began to drift far from the Lord. They got in their positions of power in religion, but they had no longer any regard for their own living relationship to God. They were corrupt. And they're envious of Jesus. Pontius Pilate, when he handed Jesus over to be crucified, it said of him that he knew that it was out of envy that the Pharisees had handed Jesus over for crucifixion. These corrupt religious authorities are envious of Jesus. Jesus is humble. He doesn't fit in with their corrupt system that they have developed and cling to. He doesn't fit into the club. His teaching is widespread and it's authoritative. People listen to him and he has the power of miracles. These Pharisees are envious. They can't stand Jesus. Now, most religious people, truly religious people, people who love God, rejoice when they see clear signs of God's presence and power in this world. We do this all the time when something happens that we feel can only be explained by divine providence. We rejoice in that. We try to tell people how this happened and that happened, and this could only come about because of God's wisdom and his intervention in our life. Now, the Pharisees have a clear indication, a manifestation of God's power and activity in this world through the miracle of Jesus, and they don't rejoice. They try to stop this advance of Jesus in the world, and they're wrong. In this regard, the Pharisees are spiritually blind. No matter how religious they appear to be, they're not religious at all. They are blind. Though they can see with their eyes, spiritually, they're blind. They can see nothing. There is God's presence, his goodness, and they don't accept it. The blind man, though he is physically blind in his eyes, he actually sees. He has spiritual sight. And we see this manifest in his life right from the first mention of him in the gospel. First, he stays with Jesus and lets Jesus heal him. He lets Jesus come into his life and heal him of his blindness, physical blindness. He could have stayed away from Jesus. He could have said, I don't need Jesus, stay away from me. I'll do things my way. No, he stays with Jesus and lets Jesus heal him. Then he follows the instructions of Jesus. Jesus tells him to go to the pool of Siloam and to wash his eyes, and then he can see. He follows the instructions of Jesus, and this shows that he trusts in the Lord. If he didn't trust in the Lord Jesus, he would not have followed him. Then, after this, when he receives his sight, he speaks highly about Jesus, even though he knows he's opposed and will be cast out of the synagogue. Then, finally, he worships Jesus. Now, the Pharisees had sight with their eyes, but as we know, they were spiritually blind. This is because of their arrogance. That's the root of all their evil, is arrogance. They think more of themselves than they should. They get in some position in their religion, and then they think they're great. They should humble themselves and do penance. They fall into this spiritual blindness. And if it can happen to them, remember, they probably started out with pure motivations to serve God, and now they're corrupt. Their souls are weighed down with serious sin, and they have no love for God. They don't even care about God. If it can happen to them to become spiritually blind, it can happen to any one of us. A little at a time, we can negotiate with sin, and then we can sin as a means to advance our power or influence in this world. This can happen in the church too, even in the Catholic priesthood. The Pharisees can become corrupt, so can't us priests. But for all of us, we have to be vigilant. We should follow always the example of the blind man so that we can always see, that we can see and love the good things of the Lord Jesus. First, like the blind man, we must let Jesus heal us. We must let him come into our lives, touch our lives, and heal us. The greatest wounds that each of us have are our sins and our guilt. Some of you may have that with you now. I plead with you, like the blind man, let Jesus heal you. This healing grace of Christ comes to us first in baptism, but then again and again in the sacrament of reconciliation, confession. Just the other day, Pope Francis had a penance service in St. Peter's Basilica, and as he was getting ready to go to hear confessions, he was led to his confessional that he would occupy so that people would go to him to have him hear their confessions. He turned around and he went to another confessional that already had a priest in it, and he knelt down before that priest and he went to confession first. That's a great leader. A great leader does what he asks others to do. He knelt down, the Pope, Pope Francis, the successor of St. Peter, kneels down before another priest and confesses his own sins. The priest said the words of absolution over the successor of St. Peter, "I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Then Pope Francis gets up, and then he goes into the confessional and begins to hear confession. Some people think that we priests just hear confessions, but we go to confession also. At least we should, and we should go regularly and frequently, and we should make a really good integral confession when we go to confession, following the example of our leader, Pope Francis. Confession is the way that we let Jesus heal us and give us back our spiritual sight, which we lost by sin. Little by little, sin can take us over. If we go to confession, it won't. Secondly, like the blind man, we should follow the instructions of Jesus. So we have to know his instructions. Read the gospel. Read it from cover to cover. Read the gospels up one side and down the other. Study the teachings in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. That book is a book that every one of you should have in your home, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. There's also a shorter version of it called the Compendium of the Catechism. You should have that as well. And we should have favorite saints and study their lives and their teaching. That's how we imitate the blind man. Make sure we're following the instructions of the one who is the light of the world and who gives sight to the blind, Jesus. Then, like the blind man, we should thank Jesus in our hearts and think about what he has done for us and speak about him. The blind man thought about what Jesus did to him, and that led him to speak about him to others. It's important to be devoted to the Lord Jesus and to teach others the gospel. Parents and godparents, you have a duty, a mission placed upon you by God to teach your children well. To teach your children and your godchildren well about the things of God and how to live a good and holy life. Do this by example and by your words. And finally, like the blind man, we should worship Jesus Christ, who is Lord. Nothing is to be put above Jesus. We worship him when we go to Mass and when we pray. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is our light. If we don't follow him, we walk in the darkness. We drag our fragile and brief lives into the darkness of sin and error, and we're worse off because of that. But if we just turn to him, and turn to him again and again and again, his light will make us new, and he will guide us, and he will give us spiritual sight, and he will lead us on the way of true peace. God bless you.